The summer in Kuwait is hot. In July 1990, there was a colony of doctors and nurses in Kuwait, who besides being exposed to the heat that makes you nervous and takes your energy, were also in the midst of a political conflict between Iraq and Kuwait. The morning of August 2nd began with an unexpected phone call at 6 a.m. A doctor from Sarajevo, living in the center of the capital, called explaining that he can see Iraqi soldiers and military vehicles from his window. Initially startling information, but soon the news was all over the radio and television. The events developed quickly after that. Throughout the city, we could see the Iraqi military. The colony of Slovenian doctors and nurses gathered in the house that was available to them. We were getting our main information from the BBC radio, but also from some Arab friends. After 2 days, we moved into the Yugoslavian embassy, where all the Slovenians slowly gathered. The feeling of direct threat disappeared in the next few days, so we went back home and waited to hear how things will develop. We were most afraid about a possible confrontation in the city and the use of chemical weapons. Some of the doctors decided to go back to work in the hospitals. We went to work wearing our doctor's uniform so we could more easily convince the soldiers at checkpoints that we were hospital staff. Chaos prevailed in the city. We saw many bodies, mostly victims of executions, hanging from street poles. Often there was a shooting in the vicinity, which I was in the middle of. In the hospital, we treated victims of the war, both Iraqis and locals. In the fourth week of the war, we managed to get organized and received permission to evacuate Kuwait. The medical staff organized a convoy to travel through the war zones in Kuwait and northern Iraq to Baghdad. All the checkpoints were very difficult to get through. I mostly remember an Iraqi soldier that stopped us asking for water that was the most valuable weapon in August heat. I had two bottles for myself and gave him one. He wished me a safe journey. And following 2 days through the front between Iraq and Kuwait, this also became a reality. The summer in Kuwait is hot. In July 1990, there was a colony of doctors and nurses in Kuwait, who besides being exposed to the heat that makes you nervous and takes your energy, were also in the midst of a political conflict between Iraq and Kuwait. The morning of August 2nd began with an unexpected phone call at 6 a.m. A doctor from Sarajevo, living in the center of the capital, called explaining that he can see Iraqi soldiers and military vehicles from his window. Initially startling information, but soon the news was all over the radio and television. The events developed quickly after that. Throughout the city, we could see the Iraqi military. The colony of Slovenian doctors and nurses gathered in the house that was available for them. We were getting our main information from the BBC radio, but also some from Arab friends. After 2 days, we moved into the Yugoslavian embassy, where all the Slovenians slowly gathered. The feeling of direct threat disappeared in the next few days, so we went back home and waited to hear how things will develop. We were most afraid about a possible confrontation in the city and the use of chemical weapons. Some of the doctors decided to go back to work in the hospitals. We went to work wearing our doctor's uniforms so we could more easily convince the soldiers at checkpoints that we were hospital staff. Chaos prevailed in the city. We saw many bodies, mostly victims of executions, hanging from street poles. Often there was a shooting in the vicinity, which I was in the middle of. In the hospital, we treated victims of the war, both Iraqis and locals. And in the fourth week of the war, we managed to get an organized and received permission to evacuate Kuwait. The medical staff organized a convoy to travel through the war zones in Kuwait and northern Iraq to Baghdad. All the checkpoints were very difficult to get through. I mostly remember an Iraqi soldier that stopped us asking for water, which was the most valuable weapon in the August heat. I had two bottles for myself and gave him one. He wished me a safe journey. And following 2 days through the front between Kuwait and Iraq, this also became a reality.